da 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 da. Hey, that wasn't me.
That was you. That was you.
I somehow managed to do that with my weird beatboxing.
I feel like our intro has slowly become the start to Doug. Do you remember that, Doug?
Yeah.
Or I guess Seinfeld. Where's that?
Oh yeah, they have some. They had some really cool intros to just like the sound effects for Seinfeld.
Oh yeah.
You're like, that wasn't it at all.
But it's the Brunch Time podcast where we talk about all kinds of things from the morning show with Johnny and Stephanie. I'm Johnny. You're Stephanie.
Hi.
But there's a lot of stuff that we didn't get to. Especially this morning, since it was such a busy show.
Mm-hmm.
Did you realize that today's a special holiday?
Oh, what is it?
It is Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day.
Ooh. You know what? Okay, no, go on.
For you, this is bad, right? Because you, for people that don't know, you're what? You can't...
Lactose intolerant, ultimately. The dairy, it gets me. But I've actually been on a kick recently. I've been making grilled cheese sandwiches, but with goat cheese.
With goat cheese.
So I can handle goat cheese.
So, but you also sometimes bread doesn't work out for you, but you could do sourdough, right?
Yeah.
So you do. So you're doing sourdough with a sourish cheese. Goat cheese is like a little bit bitter.
A little bit, yeah.
So do you put honey on it? Or what do you, and do you grill it?
Yeah, I mean, I'll just like cook it in a pan, like usual. You should try it. It's great. But yeah, in the past, I have put honey on it. This week, I've just been keeping it relatively simple just because recovering from being sick and all.
Sure, sure.
I usually have it with some soup, and I'll just dip it in the soup.
Do you dip it in tomato soup or what?
Because
that's really important with a grilled cheese. You have to have a good thing to dip it into.
Exactly.
Yes, grilled cheese alone by itself is great.
But when you combine it with that tomato soup,
oh my gosh. Or even if you can dip it in like ketchup.
Yeah.
That's always,
say, that's tomato base of some sort.
Yeah, that's you know, a last resort kind of thing.
I've actually been having to do chicken and rice because I did not have tomato soup with me. But that's fine. I needed that saltier soup this week.
And I would say that would work.
It did.
With your goat cheese.
Yeah.
That would be a good combo.
Yeah, not bad.
I always love either a sourdough or a nice, oh my gosh, I'm trying to think. There's good, like almost like a harder bread, like a panini type of, bread. You want to get that big sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
But then with that, you have to have a lot of cheese. So whether it's a spreadable cheese plus like a Velveeta or a sharp cheddar or something
sharp
so that you've
cheddar.
Got your, Oof. You've got a good pull.
Yeah.
Of cheese. You got to have that. And then do you know what one of the secrets to having really good crispy outer layers of grilled cheese is?
I mean, I just usually butter it up real good, but what is there an additional secret?
Mayonnaise.
Oh, I wouldn't think about that.
Yeah, you do a little spread of mayonnaise on the outside. It gives you that nice crispy outer layer.
So is that in addition to butter or just mayo?
No, you would just do mayo.
Okay.
On the outside.
Otherwise it's like a heart attack in a sandwich.
I feel like the butter and the mayo would battle
Flash
each other a little bit.
Yeah.
You'd almost just have almost like a soggy outside. But it gives you like a crispy outer layer.
Yeah.
So there you go. Perfect.
Hey.
Some sourdough, some mayo, some...
I'm going to have to try that out.
Cheezo.
Cheezo.
Goto cheezo.
Oh, do you like goat cheese?
I do enjoy. I love a good goat cheese.
You know, okay, every now and then I do have to, you know, break away from my lactose intolerance thing and... You know, take a supplement for it in order to eat some dairy. And when you combine like a sharp cheddar cheese with a goat cheese for that grilled cheese sandwich, oh, so good.
Now, let me ask you this. When you do grilled cheese, do you just go straight up grilled cheese or do you add like a bacon or something like that? Or like a ham, like one slice of ham just to make a little, I mean, it's essentially a different sandwich. It then becomes a croque madame.
Ah oui. I know you would like to give me some sass for this, but not a big fan of bacon. So usually that's not a thing for me.
Yeah.
But you know what? Actually, kind of grilling some tomatoes and putting that on there, that works pretty well. Because then it's like you got that and maybe even like a little bit of basil season. Ooh, yeah.
What is that one sandwich? What is that French sandwich? Is it the croque madame that is that's almost like a it's like one of the only things I ever really learned in French class, but it's almost like you do like almost like French toast.
Yeah.
Style
like a croque monsieur?
Maybe.
Because,
and then you dip that usually in like almost like a marmalade.
Maybe that
like
is
like an orange
madame.
Marmalade.
Isn't that the...
Or is that something totally different?
Are you talking about like a Monte Cristo?
Monte Cristo.
But that's like a... Isn't that a more of a berry-ish kind of jam that you dip it in?
I thought you could do like an orange marmalade.
Probably.
If you wanted to, depending on your... Man, now I'm hungry.
I know, but that croque monsieur, it's like... what is it? So you boil... No, you have ham, you have cheese.
Okay.
And I think, oh, and you top it with an egg, but then you can melt the cheese on top of the sandwich too.
Oh my gosh.
That's what makes it so delicious. And then the croque madame, let's see, what's the difference between that one? I think it kind of, oh, it's like you'll put the egg on top probably instead of the cheese. Maybe do a little bit of both. But either way, both of those are delicious. But those Monte Cristos, ooh, I haven't had one of those in so long.
Yeah, it's been years. Mm-hmm. Now I want to go make one.
I used to get one at, I don't know where the last location of this restaurant was, but Bennigan's.
Oh.
You remember that?
There is one. For Brad Allen, who's on our sister station, 97.5 Y Country, he is all about Bennigan's.
I believe there is
one in Mount Pleasant, Michigan.
Really?
You'd have to double check on that, but
okay.
I believe there is like one Bennigan's in this region.
I used to love going there because they did have the best Monte Cristo, I think,
really?
That I've had. And yeah, they had such good foods, but ooh. Thinking about it now, you're right.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
Now I think I'm just going to go home and make a grilled cheese.
I was going to say, can we just make a trip to this Bennigan's or something of that
sort?
We've
been talking about putting a trip together, so we may have to get a bus and just get all of our people together.
To Bennigan's!
Bennigan's! No stopping! So, man, I'm hungry now, so I think we're going to have to go.
All right.
It's time for us to go.
Wait, apparently, sorry, and before we do go...
Okay.
Apparently, the majority of the Bennigan's that are coming are going to be in Mexico. Interesting place for that.
But can you confirm or deny if there is a Bennigan's in, like, the Mount Pleasant region?
Mount Pleasant region. Let's find out.
Yeah, let's Google that before we get out of here.
It's in Saginaw.
Saginaw?
And also, there's another one. Just kidding. I would love to tell you more. I mean, there's some in the, Rock Island area in Illinois.
Okay.
And, this one's not coming up. So far I got Saginaw.
Let me look and see real quick.
Michigan.
They have another thing on the Bennigan's menu that I've heard is really good as well.
I like how this just basically turned into a Bennigan's talk. But it's solid
there
choice,
there is
though.
One, according to this, the one in Mount Pleasant.
Oh.
There's Elgin, Illinois. Is Elgin, Illinois,
yep.
Mount Pleasant, as well as Saginaw.
Okay, so we have options to go get our Monte Cristos.
We do. Yeah, Rock Island, and then, yeah. So we may have to make that road trip to have the Monte Cristo and some other things at a Bennigan's. So this basically became a Bennigan's commercial. but, you know, that's how the podcast goes every once in a while. We get off on tangents, and we find out things. Now we're hungry, so we're going to have to go.
Yeah.
But you have a great weekend. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast if you like what you're hearing. Check out all the stuff we got going on at 983thecoast.com. Give us a like, thumbs up, heart, star, horseshoe, clover, and blue moon if you want. Anywhere you find your podcast.
Maybe some rainbows too.
Oh yeah, I forgot about the rainbows. I thought pots of golden rainbows and the red balloons.
Right.
I think I missed half of it.
Why isn't that even an option for the like buttons?
I don't know what it should be. But you have a great weekend.
See you guys.
And we'll talk to you soon.